the Witherden, and he kicks back and goes. Oh! McCarthy's taken a screamer, an absolute screamer. McCarthy 20 out directly in front. Oh, he comes in. Everyone's on their feet. No one's on their seats. They're all up and standing. McCarthy has given Brisbane the lead. The Lions have hit the front of the Gabba.
10 seconds left. Ball in dispute. Out of sight. A win for the Lions to be over the boundary line. Harry Taylor kicks it in. No throw and out of sight. Brisbane are poor over a remarkable win by a point. 1v2. You couldn't ask for any better. We love it here on Triple M footy.
Champs going off his chops, doing a nice job. Our man Will, who produces this show, as you know, Duck, massive Brisbane fan. He was in tears last week. He's like, oh no, Zorko's done his hamstring. He's going to be out for 6 months. We're never going to see him again. We can't win the premiership. That was not the case. And he joins us on the line now from the Brisbane Lions. Dane Zorko. Dane, great to see you. Speak to you. How are you going?
Yeah, good, guys. I just listened to a bit of that background noise and gave me goosebumps again.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting, wasn't it? You've been up there a long time. This is probably the most highest level of excitement this footy club's had for a period of time. What was it like out there in the closing 4 or 5 minutes, especially when you were 3 goals down?
Yeah, I think the pleasing thing is we didn't panic, and a couple of decisions certainly didn't go our way in that last 4 or 5 minutes, but we were able to continuously grind out the game. And for Link McCarthy to be able to stand up in that moment, who, you know, would tell you himself he was having a dirty day up until then. But the great thing about being a forward is you can certainly change the game with a mark or a kick, and he was able to do that. And then the composure for the last 2 minutes to not let Geelong score, who, for the majority of the day, I certainly felt like if we did the goal, they got a quick reply. So very pleasing that we're able to hang on in the end.
Hey, Dane, we spoke to you yesterday before the game, and BT, he's been a bit of a critic, reckons you've beaten no one. You had to beat a team like Geelong to be taken seriously. You must take a lot of confidence out of that. I know, and you're right, you were right in your answer saying you can only beat who's put in front of you. Well, now you've beaten a team that everyone's saying is a premiership chance.
Yeah, look, very pleased with that. I don't think we played nowhere near our best football yesterday, but credit to the Cats. They're the number one defensive team in the comp, and they certainly made it difficult for us to score. And that's why they've been at the top all year. So we certainly take a lot of confidence out of that, and probably a lot of confidence in the fact that we weren't able to play our game style, you know, the way we probably wanted to, but we were still able to kick a score that enabled us to win. So there's certainly a lot of growth areas to come out of that game, which is really pleasing. But to get the result and probably to take the game on with, you know, only 8 minutes to go, and really we weren't able to bridge that gap of 3 goals the whole day, and then to be able to do that in the last 5 or 6 minutes, you know, shows that we can win in different ways, which I think is a really good sign.
Dane, over the season, you've had some close wins where you've come back in the last quarter. Where's that belief come from? Because obviously there was a lot of belief there in the last quarter to be able to kick those, as you've mentioned, 3 goals in the last 8 minutes. Is it the fact that, now, and there's a lot of different ways you can get belief, but is it actually practicing those close games? Is it the close games from last year you've learnt, or is it just an inner belief within the group from the training and everything?
I think it's a combination of the two, and I think certainly last year, having those close losses and reviewing the tapes and learning from those, and I guess as players understanding that you don't have to be the hero, but how can you set up the game so someone else can be, and not trying to go over the top, stick to our process. And I think that's something that we certainly learnt last year with all our close losses, and then, you know, the wins that we've had by 1 point this year, we've certainly learned from that last year. And blokes have just stuck to their roles, executed the game plan perfectly, and we've been able to get, you know, be on the positive side of those. So I think it's a combination of the two. And, you know, we've been a strong second-half team all year, I'd say. Our first halves haven't been great, but we know if we're thereabouts in the second half that we've certainly got the capabilities of scoring and getting over the line. We're able to do that yesterday.
We are speaking to Brisbane Lions star Dane Zorko on the Sunday Rub. Here's Jay Clark.
Dane, interesting after the match, Geelong coach Chris Scott said he didn't think Charlie Cameron was all that influential. I think he had 5 snags. What was your take on how influential the speedy forward was?
Yeah, well, I think if you kick 5 goals, you've gone pretty well for yourself. Well, that's obviously Chris's opinion, and that's all right. Charlie executed his role perfectly for us yesterday. He was able to provide a target for us down forward, and he got on the end of a couple and kicked some really crucial goals, you know, throughout the whole day, not just necessarily in the last quarter. He kept us in touch the whole time. Every time in the first half he got an opportunity to goal, he didn't. You know, he only needs half a dozen touches to have an impact on the game, and he was able to do that yesterday.
All-Australian form, you'd think, and what a recruit he's been. Now, I think footy fans are still going to have a bit of a question mark on you, Dane. I still think heading into September, we're all going to be looking forward to see what you deliver. Do you think the game style will stand up on the big stage under finals heat?
Yep, I certainly think it will. You know, we build our game style around a final style game plan, and, you know, we only haven't played Richmond this year, who I think we probably play a similar mould to them, and we know how good they've been over the past 4 years. So, yeah, I guess we'll wait and see, but, you know, we're doing everything right at the moment, and our process seems to be holding up.
Sorry, Dane, keep going.
You're right. No, you're right. No, it's good.
Will you get together today, sit back and watch the Tigers play?
I think we all will individually. We won't be meeting up with the group, but... you know, we'll be certainly paying a close attention to them and West Coast. Looks like we could be playing either one of those in September, so we'll certainly be watching that closely and have to talk about them later on in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and rest up this week with an 8-day break. So really looking forward to the week ahead for us.
As are we, Dane. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you and the Lions for the rest of the season.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Dane Zorko joining us on the Sunday Road. What are you grinning about, Chuckles?
I'm just wondering how far they can go. Rocket, how far can Brisbane go in September?
How far can they go? They can go all the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they can. I don't think they will, but they can.
I agree.
They've won a lot of different ways. They've got plan A, and that has been blocked up, like Geelong blocked it up yesterday, and they found a way to win. So they've got belief, and that's a real key factor. They've got belief. And be able to come from behind... they've got a good balanced side. They've got some inexperience as for finals, but I think they've got enough around them the way they've won this year that they can go all the way. I don't think they will, but I certainly wouldn't underestimate them.
Recent history tells us they can. I mean, what's gone on over the last 3 or 4 years? The
Bulldogs, Tigers.
The underdogs have got up. So there's no doubt they can. And the one thing I think that they'll take out of, and Dane just explained it to us, is that they won in a way that you know, they didn't need to be free-flowing and play their natural game. They fought it out, and they pinched a win. So
yeah, that's right. They hung tough.
Yep, they're winning in different ways. And you know, people say, and they're right, they've had a really good draw, but a couple of their wins away this year have been huge. I mean, the one against Port Adelaide, I mean, they were putrid last night against the Kangaroos, but they were going really well when Brisbane beat them in Adelaide. So they've gone away, they've won games away. They won tough yesterday against a side that, you know, is the best offensive team in the competition. So they will take a lot of confidence out of that. And I think they can go all the way. If things go right for them, you need a little bit of luck in this game. And, you know, Sydney Stack, we're hearing, has hurt himself in the VFL yesterday. You know, a couple of teams get injuries. You never know.
Luke Hodge, imagine with a fifth premiership medallion around his neck, Ducky. It's quite extraordinary.
Or you'll be barracking for the Lions, won't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on the Lions.
Roll it.
Lift it.
Shift it. Dig it.
Pump it.
Dump it.
Flush it.
Cut it.
Bore it.
Light it.
Clean it.
Weld it. Grind it. Reach it.
With Australia's largest range of quality equipment, Coates Hire has it. Whatever it is you need to get the job done, just call or visit Coates Hire on 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.